Welcome to Reflections and Wonders, Revisiting Luke's Gospel, a podcast that's just me wondering off the top of my head about Luke's Gospel for the second time in 3 years. My name is Norm Seeley, and I'm a minister at Jubilee United Church in Toronto, Canada. I've been a minister for over 30 years, and every year my thoughts and wonderings change. So, Monday to Friday, I'll be reading my way through Luke, even though I read through Luke in 2021. But the thing is, the world's changed. I've changed, and so I expect that my wonderings will have changed as well. I don't have notes, and I haven't checked back to see what I said 3 years ago, but I am kind of looking forward to hearing what I say now. Or more importantly, what I think God may be saying to me now. I do want to thank Drew Winters for the music and you for joining me. I will do my best to keep my wanderings between 18 and 30 minutes, but every once in a while we may go a couple minutes long. You should also know that this is an audio version of a video blog that I will have recorded 2 weeks ago. So, if you want to see what I look like when I'm wandering, well, you can find me on my YouTube channel. Just search Norm Seeley. That's Norm Seeley, S-E-L-I. Or even easier, find me on the Jubilee United Church website, www.jubileeunited.ca. And if you want to support this and other digital ministries of Jubilee United Church, well, you can make a donation through canadahelps.org. We are Jubilee United Church, the one in Ontario. So now, let's see what Luke has to say this time around. Today we're finishing off chapter 3. It's Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 38. It's kind of not all that interesting. Well, you'll see. Okay, so we just got through Jesus being baptized by John in the River Jordan. The Holy Spirit descended. Although Luke told it in only a couple of sentences, we kind of got a sense that, yeah, this is a very big deal. And then Luke follows up with this. Here you go. It's Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 38. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. He was the son, as was thought, of Joseph, son of Heli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Janai, son of Joseph, son of Matthias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Esli, son of Nagai, son of Math, son of Matthias, son of Samin, son of Joseph, son of Joda, son of Joanan, son of Resha, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adi, son of Kossam, son of Elmadam, son of son of Joshua, son of Eleazar, son of Joram, son of Mathat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judah, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Elakim, son of Melia, son of Mena, son of Mathata, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salah, son of Nashon, son of Amminadab, son of Admon, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Canaan, son of Aphrodax, son of Shema, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalalel, son of Canaan, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. And that's how Luke ends the third chapter. There you go. I think I said most of the names badly. did my best. I did say one wrong. I can get that for sure. Aphraxad. I think I said Aphradax. So there you go. I know, that's thrown you off, hasn't it? Everyone went, hey, wait a second, that's a Fraxit, not a Fradex. So what are we to make of all these names? What does it matter? Does it matter at all? Why does Luke do this? And also, why is Luke's genealogy of Jesus different than Matthew's? Matthew also does this. Matthew gives us a whole rundown, and it isn't this one. How come they're not the same? I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but they're not exactly the same. Some would suggest that Matthew has taken his genealogy through Mary, descended from Mary. Whereas Luke here has done it through Joseph. Now, the custom of the time, of course, would be to do the genealogy through the father. That's where the identity comes from, the name identity comes from. Belonging to the tribe, being Jewish, being that comes through the mother. But family name, that genealogy is traced through the father. So why would Matthew do it through the mother and Joseph does it and Luke does it through the father? Well, perhaps from Matthew's perspective, Joseph isn't really Jesus's father. So we'll go through Mary, because we know that Mary's the mother, right? Whereas God is the father, so therefore, why would we follow Joseph's line? Well, I don't know, because in that same gospel, Matthew makes a point of Jesus being descended, from David, as Joseph is, although, so it turns out, is Mary descended from David. That's why they're in Bethlehem, but they're in Bethlehem because of Joseph's connection, according to Matthew's gospel, according to Luke's gospel, that's why they're there. So it's tricky. And did they have it right? I mean, do they really, all these names in order, did they have that right? I mean, how many relatives can you go back in your mind or even for the family history? Oh, I have an old family Bible. We flip through it and look at that. You can trace back how far? Here we're tracing back to the beginning of humanity. It's a long way. And one wonders about the accuracy of it. However, I will note that people in the ancient world did have better memories. Some will say because they didn't have to remember as much. But also because they didn't read and write things down. Right, so they did have better memories, and so you did know your family, and it was important because you had to be in the tribe or outside of the tribe, and you needed to make your claim and all that, and inheritance, all of those things. So you did know the family line. Whether you know it back that many generations is a bit of a reach, perhaps. But to whom you belong is important. Let me note my t-shirt. Did I mention that I have a granddaughter? It matters that I have a granddaughter. Talk about her all the time. I hope that as she grows that she will want to talk about her grandfather in positive ways. I talk about my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and I tell stories. I share their wisdom. I look like my mother's side of the family. I sound like my father's side of the family. All those things are relevant to me. I cherish them. In giving us a genealogy of Jesus, I think we're meant to understand that Jesus is human, very connected to humanity. All right, he is a son in a long line of sons, and so he's due to inherit through that line. To some degree, his identity is forged by that line. So his identity is forged by his relationship to Amos and Nahum and Esli and Mathat and Levi and Simeon and Judah and David. David, very big one, descendant of David, the great king, who brought the kingdom together. Thought to be the prototypical Messiah. That's what they're looking for. When they're looking for a new Messiah, they're looking for a second David. So Jesus is related that way, right? So that's important, I suppose. So Jesus is part of Jewish tradition, Jewish royalty, Jewish hope. So I think that's important. Luke wants us to know that in the same way that Matthew wants us to know that. We've just gone through a different line. I do like the line, though. It's right up there. It was the son, as was thought, of Joseph, son of Heli, So we've noted right up front that Joseph is not the father, but Jesus does inherit in a sense through Joseph. Jesus would likely have been known as Yeshua or Jesus Bar Joseph, son of Joseph. That's how he would have been known. Although it is often pointed out in the gospel when Jesus is referred to as the son of Mary, that in fact would have been a colloquial insult. Noting, we don't know who your father is, so we can't call you Bar Joseph. We're going to call you son of Mary. Which is interesting thought. But this is sort of that too, right? He was the son, as was thought, of Joseph. Acknowledging that parentage is dubious. Now, as a matter of faith, we take that and yes, because Jesus is the Son of God, and we know Luke's story, and we know of the angel Gabriel bringing the message to Mary, and Mary agreeing, let it be with me according to your word, and all of that. Whether they knew that when they were calling Jesus the Son of Mary as opposed to the Son of Joseph, I don't know. I don't know whether they were saying it as a matter of faith. But anyway, that's interesting to me. I guess the two things that really pop out for me, and it's not any of the single names, but we don't just go back to Abraham, right? We go back beyond Abraham, right? We had that. Had son of Isaac, and then son of Abraham. Son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah. We've now moved to Abraham's ancestors, right? Which means Jesus belongs to more than Abraham and Abraham's descendants. Jesus belongs to more than Israel. Jesus belongs to more than the Jews. Right? Methuselah, Enoch, Jared, Mahalah, Canaan, Enos, Seth, son of Adam. Well, we are all in the context of Scripture here. We are all sons or children of Adam and Eve. So, Jesus is related to all of us, whether we are Jewish or not. Jesus is related to Muslims, although that wouldn't have been, Islam did not exist at this time when this gospel is written. But Jesus is related for us. Jesus is related to Muslims and to Jews and to Christians and to Buddhists and to atheists and to Hindus, to any kind of construct of faith, any kind of group, Jesus is related to them. So nobody gets to claim Jesus as ours and nobody else's. Jesus is descended from this long line that includes all of humanity. And I wonder if Luke did that intentionally. I wonder. Because that's, to me, what's being said here. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now, I can imagine Luke saying that because it's a big deal for Luke to point out that Jesus is also for the Gentiles and related to the Gentiles, not just for Israel, not just Israel's Messiah, but in fact, for everybody. But we have to look at that too. In our day and age, and go, yeah, so Jesus is for everybody. Jesus is related to everybody. And so that challenges me as a Christian, as a certain type of Christian, to wonder, so how do I acknowledge that? There is a tendency to keep Jesus to ourselves, right? I mean, I don't want to go all Academy Awards, you keep my Savior's name out of your mouth. But you know, we do get upset when people go, oh, Jesus, Don't do that. Well, I can say what I want to. He's mine too. It's tricky. I mean, where is the respect, but where is the sharing of Jesus? So I don't know whether it's the name of Jesus that I need to be open to sharing, or it's the wisdom or the kindness or the compassion, or realize that Jesus isn't just about me. I do have a personal relationship with Jesus. I come through it through my faith. This genealogy reminds me that I come through it because we are related, me and Jesus, perhaps. But if I take this seriously, Jesus is related to everybody. So everybody has a personal relationship with Jesus. I have no right to criticize my sister's relationship with my parents, although it might be different than mine. I don't have any place to criticize cousins' relationships with grandparents that we might share. We all work out our own, and frankly, focus on yours. Don't worry so much about mine unless I ask you. So maybe I need to share gently and respect greatly how people engage with Jesus, even if they're doing it wrong. Because everybody has a relationship with Jesus, and nobody gets to claim ownership or special relationship. No, we're all related to Jesus. And then, of course, the next piece of that is as we follow this all the way through, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. Well, in Luke's gospel, there's two ways that I identify Jesus as the Son of God. I identify Jesus as the Son of God initially because the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "You're going to have God's son, Jesus." And Mary went, "Okay." So that divine act makes Jesus the Son of God. And that is a unique act. An angel did not speak to my mother when I was born. I mean, all of creation is an act of God, but that kind of special, and no, that's not. So Jesus is different than I am. So when I think of the Son of God based on that story, then yes. But Luke also just gave me a genealogy that does include me and makes me a child of God as well. Acknowledges that I'm a child of God. I am not that specific child of God that Mary brings into the world through God's will, but I am also a son of God. So Jesus, the Son of God, yeah, and so am I. Jesus is the Son of God, born of Mary, meant to reveal God in the world, Emmanuel, God with us, meant for, and we hear all the things that Jesus is going to do. I may not be meant for those things, but I too am a son of God. You too are a child of God. That's what this genealogy says to me. That's a big deal when I think about that. I mean, I nod off and say, "Oh yeah, no, I'm a child of God." Absolutely, say that kind of stuff and acknowledge that. But to actually stop and think about that and realize that I am related to Jesus, not just as a matter of, not just because of my faith, but I am related to Jesus in terms of this story, in matter of substance as well. Jesus and I are related. And in the same way that my granddaughter affects me, how does my being related to Jesus affect me? That's the challenge for me. And maybe that is what I'm being invited into by Luke. I'm not sure. But it's something I always sort of noddingly agree with, but then I have to think, well, wait a minute. No. So following this line, yeah, because somewhere along the way, I too am a descendant of somebody. I don't know where Jesus and I match up. You know, probably not at Joseph, and probably not son of Jodah. Probably don't go there, and maybe not David or Obed or Boaz. But now we're starting to get a little out there. Who knows? You know, where do our lines diverge? Methuselah, Enoch, Jared, Mahalalel, Kenan, Enos, Seth, at least Adam. So Jesus and I are family. Jesus and God are family. I am reminded here that God and I are family, because like Jesus is the Son of God, so too am I, because we are both descendants of Adam, right? I too am a son of God. Jesus, in a sense, is my, well, not sibling, cousin. I'm not sure what Luke is after here. These are things that I wonder about. It might be just simply Luke just came up with a genealogy, because what Luke wants you to know is that Jesus is fully human, fully tied into the human, into humanity. Jesus is related and connected to all these things. Jesus doesn't just pop out of nowhere in the desert. Jesus comes from family and therefore is family. Now, as he points out, as was thought of, was the son, as was thought of Joseph. Yes, it may be indeed adopted family, but that's still family. That is an investment. Jesus is family with us, and we are family with Jesus. Maybe that's all that Luke wanted. Or maybe Luke wanted to make sure that we got back to David, or that we go back to God, so that we have more than one way of looking at what it means to be the Son of God. And that intrigues me of all, I think, the most. But anyway, you know what? I'm starting to ramble now, and you know, we don't have to go 30 minutes every time. So I think I'm just going to call it quits now. I'm going to offer a prayer, and we'll get into our weekend. So let us pray. Loving God, we are family. Thank you. Thank you, God, for reminding us that we are related to each other and we are related to you. We are connected. We are shaped by each other. We are connected. We are shaped by you. Thank you for this time of wondering, this opportunity to wonder about what that means to be connected and related. God, we thank you that your voice emerges when we dare to wonder, and we ask for the imagination, the courage to follow your voice. Thank you, God, for this time. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that's enough for me today. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Here in my area, we're going to get ugly snow, apparently. So be safe if you're getting the same kind of thing. But whatever you do, please spend some time wondering, relaxing. Let God speak to you. Recognize God in the world and know that you, me, Jesus, God, we're all family. Yeah. God bless you. Please know that God sees you and knows you, loves you exactly as you are. And even more than that, God's love moves through you and into the world in amazing ways. It matters that you are, and it matters what you do. So thank you for doing what you do and being who you are. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.